CBSI in the world. Happy birthday, Behind the Black. Your donations are most appreciated. We head immediately to the surface of Mars. Curiosity, the original rover about the size of an SUV. What am I looking at, Bob?
I've got a whole bunch of cool images on Behind the Black, and these are all worth looking at. I have two different posts. One, Curiosity looking behind. It looks behind where it had been. You can see out over the over Gale Crater and the winter dust. It's quite cool. And then Curiosity looks ahead, and this is looking ahead at the mountains that it's going to be visiting in the near future, including one mountain that's like 1,500 feet tall that's got layers upon layers upon layers upon layers, and it's cliff face, kind of like the Grand Canyon. Basically will reveal the entire geological history of Gale Crater and probably much of Mars. So these are really cool pictures. You get an idea of what it's like to travel on Mars. And then I've got a great collapsed dune image, John. This is an image that Perseverance took of some dunes on the floor of Jezero Crater. And what's interesting about these long, big ripples, these are mega ripples, you know, they're like 30 feet high, is that one of them suddenly collapsed, and you can see the collapse in the cliff face and the material that collapsed from the sand dune, and that material collapsed almost like mud, but yet it also collapsed in a way that retained some of the internal structure of the dune. It's very weird, but it's Mars, it's alien, and it's there are certain elements of this that are comparable to the kind of things we'd see on sand dunes on Earth, but because of the gravity and the climate differences in the thin atmosphere, it's not the same. So that's a really cool image.
I want a question on the Curiosity looking back.
Sure.
There's a boulder right in the middle of a photograph. Is that routine to find boulders on the surface of Mars?
No, the boulder, yes, it's normal to find boulders, but boulders this size are not that usual. In this case, those boulders had fallen off the cliff that's behind Curiosity. They are left over from that collapse a long time ago, and it gives them, the scientists, an opportunity to see what is in upper layers they can't reach yet. In this case of these two boulders, they didn't get as close as they wanted to initially because they look very precarious and they might fall down.
Right.
So they didn't get close.
Now on to Mars orbit, Phobos. What am I looking at?
Yes, the Phobosians are under close watch here. The China has released one photo of Phobos that was taken by its Tianwen Mars orbiter. They have been very unwilling to release many images, which is really a shame, but that's China. It's a dictatorship. But this one image of Phobos is the best picture that's been released of this moon of Mars. No images of Phobosians there, John, though they might be on the inside. This basically looks like a big misshapen asteroid, but it's a quite spectacular picture.
And Bob, that does not look like other moons that we've seen. Well, we've seen some junk like that around other planets. Is this unusual, that the misshapen part?
It's misshapen because it's more like an asteroid or a non-planet. It's not a planet. It's an asteroid. It's not complete enough, big enough to form spherical. Gravity is not enough to turn it into a spherical shape. So it's misshapen like an asteroid, but it's a big one. It's one of the biggest like that.
Phobos, the picture taken by Tianwen 1 in Phobos is in Mars orbit. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. 12th anniversary of Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,